The Synod of Bishops entered its second day today, with Pope Benedict addressing the bishops in the Synod Hall. Philippa Hitchin was there.
The Word of God is the rock upon which the wise man builds his house and upon which we should all be building our lives. Anything else, as the recent international bank crisis has shown, is foolish and ultimately doomed to fail. That was the message at the heart of Pope Benedict's introductory address at the first working session of the Synod of Bishops on Monday morning, after the church leaders and experts from around the world had prayed and sung together with the words of Psalm 118, a song of praise used by the people of Israel, which formed the basis of the Pope's opening reflections. Pope Benedict began by speaking of the Word of God, which was in the beginning and which lasts forever, when heaven and earth have passed away. By contrast, he said, our human words seem little more than a breath of wind, disappearing as soon as they have been uttered. And yet, the Pope recalled, history is formed by our human words, the expression of our thoughts, which can have incredible strength and profound consequences.
Ancora più la parola di Dio è fondamento di tutto, è la vera realtà.
Paradoxically, the Pope said, we must move away from the idea of putting our trust in material things, money, careers, success, and realize that the Word of God is the most solid foundation on which we can build our lives. Yet as the over 400 participants in this synod will be hearing over the coming weeks, there has often been a lack of focus on the scriptures, even in seminaries and centres of theological study. Sister Sarah Butler is Professor of Dogmatic Theology at St. Joseph's Seminary in New York and one of the US experts taking part in this synod. She told me of her hopes and concerns as the meeting got underway on Monday.
I think there's some issues that haven't that aren't fully addressed in the working paper that are more the question of the gap between biblical scholarship and theological scholarship and the ordinary people. That kind of gap has to be addressed because new methods of examining the scriptures, historical critical methods, have introduced new perspectives that are confusing and make people feel that unless you're an expert of some kind, you shouldn't even open the book and that you have no access to it. So that's a question that I would like to see addressed better.
On Monday afternoon, Synod Fathers from the different continents addressed the gathering about the situation and the problems experienced by the Church in their own areas of the world. Then, for the first time, the Synod Fathers heard from a Jewish leader about the importance of sacred scriptures in the Hebrew tradition. Rabbi Shea Cohen is Chief Rabbi of Haifa and Chairman of the Bilateral Commission of the Holy See and Chief Rabbinate of Israel. He told me how his presence here at the Synod was being seen by Jews in his home country and beyond.
There are those who feel that it's more than a dialogue, and they are suspicious that it's an attempt to, in a way, to blur the differences. Just another kind of the same religion, which it's not. Of course, there are basic elements in the articles of faith that we believe in, the Christians believe in, and we cannot ignore it. And I feel that it's not meant to change us. It's meant to say that we should try to understand each other and live together for those principles and for those ideas that join us.
Addressing the gathering, Rabbi Cohen noted the painful history of blood and tears which characterized Catholic-Jewish relations in the past, as well as the present political problems of anti-Semitic attitudes which continue to cause suffering in his home country today. After so many centuries of division between these two peoples of the book, he said his presence at the Synod is a real message of hope for today and for future generations. I'm Philippa Hitchin.